Truth, Democracy, and the Branding Problem for NBC News Without Brian Williams. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. We're watching today for concrete proposals expected from Greek authorities as they try to swap new economic reforms for relief from some of the country's debt burdens. Greece's new left-wing government is pushing hard after being swept into power by voters tired of austerity. Elsewhere, the European financial establishment is poised to take a hard line against debt relief. And through much of the day, the key index on the Athens stock market was down 4%. As you've been hearing, Brian Williams has been suspended from his anchorman job at NBC until late next summer. His helicopter was not hit by fire in Iraq years ago, contrary to the tales that got taller over the years. This is a business challenge for NBC, with a major asset disappearing for 6 months. But there are bigger issues at stake, perhaps even for American democracy. Charles Lewis is a veteran reporter who's now executive editor of the Investigative Reporting Workshop at American University. His book from last year has the title 935 Lies, The Future of Truth and the Decline of America's Moral Integrity. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I was talking to a dean at a school of diplomacy last night as this news was breaking. He was gratified that the truth still matters in America. Is that one of your early conclusions too?
Well, it occasionally still matters. I think it's always entertaining when it's a celebrity and, you know, it's a high wire act. But I do think it's great that a reporter uncovered this, and it became a large story, and there were repercussions. That is affirming on some level.
Now, news media companies assert routinely that their work is all about trust. There were promos running not long ago for Brian Williams about trust is not something that just happens. It's something that's built over time. Facts are supposed to be, as you've written, the coin of the realm in a democracy. I mean, it'd be nice, right, if the news media did a better job rendering the truth.
Well, it's absolutely right. It would be nice. I mean, you know, part of the problem, particularly with television, is so much of it is illusory. Teleprompters, makeup artists, screens behind you that make you look like you're somewhere else. There is a smoke and mirrors dimension to television production in particular, that when you're a celebrity and you're also making appearances on late night talk shows and you're out on the stump all the time, you're mixing news and seriousness with frivolity and glibness, and you're supposed to be glib, actually. That's your job, to be liked.
You know, we see these studies showing that still people tend to get their news from television anchormen and anchorwomen, and yet, as you point out, there's a whole lot of theater involved. I have been a TV anchorman, and the position is ultimately a little ridiculous. If the anchorman is on television talking about important matters about national security or society, and the audience can say, well, these guys just make it up anyway, you lose something.
You do lose something, and the credibility factor is huge. It matters a lot. Obviously, Walter Cronkite and folks like that were the most trusted anchor folks in the history of television, and the audiences for these evening news programs has been going down gradually. It's viewed by mostly older viewers, although because of his appearances at basketball games and late night television, Williams had a following. Also, a lot of young people know who he is, and so celebrity matters in this business, and especially even in the news business, and that's where problems start, when you start being something other than sober-minded and thoughtful and reporting from the Rock of Gibraltar.
Meanwhile, NBC better get some new promos running saying the word trust over and over, right?
Exactly. Exactly right. And I'm sure they will.
AU Professor Charles Lewis is a longtime investigative reporter. His book from 2014 had the title 935 Lies, The Future of Truth and the Decline of America's Moral Integrity. Charles Lewis, thank you.
Well, thank you.
First comes the hack, then comes the tax fraud. That's one of the worries coming out of investigations into two different events last week, a flood of phony tax filings sent using TurboTax and a major hack of Anthem Health Insurance. Marketplace's Stan Alcorn has more.
TurboTax shut down for 24 hours last week after states reported a flood of fraudulent tax returns. The Wall Street Journal now reports the FBI is investigating to see if the website was hacked. But Gartner analyst Aviva Leighton thinks the security problem isn't with the files, but with the front door.
When you file your tax returns online, there's very little identity checking that goes on to verify you're not a fraudster.
All a fraudster needs is your name, address, social security number, exactly the kind of data exposed in the hacking of Anthem Health Insurance last week for as many as 80 million customers. Adam Levin, founder of Identity Theft 911, says data breaches like this have helped push the number of tax fraud cases from the hundreds of thousands to the millions.
The database that have been breached are getting, unfortunately, far more plentiful.
And he says that even though credit card hacks get more attention, they should get a lower priority.
You call a bank, you change a number. Tax fraud, different story, devastating, takes a long time to resolve, a national problem.
Connecticut's Department of Revenue says if you think your information might have been compromised, take a preventative measure and file your taxes as early as possible. I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.
And Apple stock this morning was above $123, meaning the company was worth, on paper, $718 billion. That's the first time any company has gone that high since the Big Bang, meaning since the dawn of the universe. Number two right now is ExxonMobil with a market cap of a mere $377 billion. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.